Wake up. Come on. Come on. Wake up, sleepyhead. That's it. Take a big stretch. Roll towards me. I want to see your face before you realize who I am. It's been a while. Ah! Hi again. Don't worry, I'll explain everything. There it is. Let your fate sink in. Here, I'll even get on your level by sitting on my heels. How was sleeping on the floor of your jail cell? I wanted to make sure I was the first thing you saw this morning. Did you sleep well? What am I doing here? Aw, you're so predictable. And clearly not a morning person. Take in the details, darling. Look closely through the metal bars. I'm dressed in finery and I have access to your jail cell. Don't I look official? There it is. I see the light of realization behind those beautiful eyes. You haven't seen me in what? 4 years? Did you really think I would leave your life so easily and stay gone? Ugh. After our last confrontation, you said you liked how I never gave up. Yes, along with some other things. Those terrible rejections of my affections. You saying no really stung. But I don't let heartache get the best of me. They say love is pain, but obsession is torment. I've accepted this. You have no idea how lucky you are. Being the object of desire is so much easier than being sick with want. I envy you. Maybe that's why I like seeing you in jail. Tough break getting arrested. I hear it was just the wrong place at the wrong time. Oh? Your eyes went wide. Did you finally put all the pieces together? Why I'm here. Why I'm savoring this moment with a monologue, rather than trying to sweep you off your feet with a rescue attempt. That's right. I got my barrister certification. As it turns out, a mind sharp enough to obsess over a mystery like you and stalk you across half the continent is also sharp enough to practice law. I know, I was shocked too. I'm never going to look at a lawyer the same way again. Aw, what was that? Oh, that was such a good line. Is my sick mind good enough to falsely incriminate you? So you're forced to deal with me again, this time on my terms. In the legal system where I hold every advantage. Maybe. But I'd never admit it. Sorry, beautiful. I think you just got a tough break. Delicious. I need to just pause and drink this in. Take mental pictures. This is my masterstroke. The trap was laid years ago, and you've only just realized it's been sprung on you. And now it's too late. What do I have planned? Oh, keep looking up at me from your cell. It's all too perfect. My hard work is finally paying off. Fine, I'll tell you. I've told you everything else. I'm going to be your prosecutor. And you'll be going away for a long, long time. Unfortunately, this specific region is really strict on your crime. If I can't have you, then no one will. Plus, I'll get to visit you for questioning. Oh, you're talking. Fine, I guess you get a turn. What was that? You have faith in your lawyer because they're an old friend? Aw, that's sweet. You know, if you wanted to plead insanity, I think you have a shot. Now, come closer. Lean in. Don't worry, you're safe. I'm not fool enough to hurt the accused before the trial. I just need to get a better look at you. I've held the memory of what you look like for so long. It was agony being apart. The years have been kind to you. All that adventuring has left you sun-kissed. When you rejected me, it was the worst pain I'd ever experienced. I thought I would die. It was a physical ache in my chest I couldn't escape. It was incredible and horrific. But if you asked me to do it again, I'd say yes in a heartbeat. Why? Because that's love. It's just the most exquisite suffering. I like this. When you're in a cell, you're a captive audience. There's no chasing you down. And you're worth the pain. I wouldn't be here if you weren't. I used it. My suffering. Your rejection was the fire that carried me all through my schooling. To this exact place in time, looming over you in a jail cell. Look at me. Really look at me. I'm never going to have this moment again. When you finally see just how far I'm willing to go to have you, let me brush the hair out of your eyes. Try and rest. They'll bring you breakfast soon, and I'll see you in court. In conclusion, Your Honor, we have proved beyond a reasonable doubt that the accused used their magic unlawfully. Well, yes, some of the evidence could be considered circumstantial, but the defense has been very suspect this whole trial. These people are adventurers. You can't take them at their word. Your Honor? Are you sure? Yes, of course. If the accused has cleared out a nearby dungeon to keep the townspeople safe, a good deed I didn't know about, of course it should be factored into the judgment. But if I may, allow me to submit myself as the ideal probation officer. I am deeply committed to keeping a close eye on them. Congratulations on your narrow victory. Probation? It's not total freedom. But it's also not you locked in a cell that only I have access to. I'm so disappointed in myself. Oh, why am I here? Gather your things. I've been appointed to watch you, and there's a lot of paperwork involved. Where did my confidence go? What do you care? You won, didn't you? I remain in your life as I always have. An observer filled with longing. Nothing ever changes. It doesn't matter how hard you work. Oh, I did not impress you out there. Don't toy with me. I'm not in the mood for hollow compliments. You're hugging me. Wait, I hear a guard. Sorry, I didn't mean to shove you against the wall so hard. Does this mean you changed your mind about me? You're right, 4 years is a long time. And I was great out there, wasn't I? I almost had you. Story of my life. You're actually serious. I can read you like a book, and that's affection in your eyes. You're sick, you know that. Oh, come here, you lovely thing. I'm going to enjoy guarding you like a precious treasure. Of course, we'll have to have a daring, illicit, secret relationship while I'm your probation officer. Are you up for the thrill of it? Good. Now gather your things. Then we can finally go home together, like we were always meant to.